Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to our sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Nuri Castro. I work for Visit Tucson, and I am their multicultural marketing coordinator.
Oh, okay. Now, how long have you been doing that for?
6 months.
6 months, so brand new to the job.
I'm new.
Okay. Are you new to the job and new to Tucson, or have you been in Tucson for a bit?
Oh, I've been living here for about 12 years already.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I guess I am a Tucsonian
okay.
by now.
Is that what you call it? Like, that's
yeah,
the thing? Tucsonian?
A Tucsonian, okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so where are you from originally?
I'm from Los Mochis, Sinaloa.
I don't know where that is.
It's a city, do you know Sonora?
No.
Okay, so in Mexico, you have Sonora, which is like right by the border.
Okay.
And then south of Sonora is the next state, which is Sinaloa.
Okay.
So I live in that state on the north side. That's where Los Mochis is at.
Okay. And so what brought you to America?
Mainly just school. I wanted to go to college here, get an education, and then I just stayed.
Okay. Where did you go to school and what did you study in school?
I went to Grand Canyon University and I studied advertising and graphic design.
Okay. And so when it comes to graphic design, what are we talking about? Is it like what kind of graphic design
do you like to do?
Yeah. What do you like to do when it comes to graphic design, though?
I guess I like doing mostly like social media marketing stuff, designs for like web or social media, mostly digital marketing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
I mean, I can do like flyers and all that stuff, print, but honestly, I like doing digital stuff.
Okay, nice. And now with this job that you have with, what was the company called?
Visit Tucson.
Visit Tucson. I was going to call it Tucson.com.
No, that's another one.
I don't even know who they are. So what are you doing for them in particular to your day to day?
So basically, I manage the social media accounts.
Okay.
I create content for them, and I make sure that I advertise the really cool stuff that we have here in Tucson.
Okay.
Basically.
Now, when you say create content, because content is such a vast word, are we talking about like visual? Are you talking about written? Are you talking about like video, like what we're doing now?
So a little bit of everything. Okay. Right now, we're focusing mainly on getting user-generated content.
Okay.
And we're also creating our own. Right now, we're focusing on doing mainly reels.
Okay, reels are big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're trying to grow like our media library with more videos, vertical videos, and also more pictures, because that's always what you need.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you guys have historical content that you're like repurposing for some of these new things?
Yes, we do.
That's the
we
way do. To do it.
But the thing is, now that everything's going towards vertical video, we need to create new video because a lot of our stuff is in like, you know, that horizontal format.
That's right.
And if you try to convert that to vertical, it's not always going to look great.
Trust me, the editing process for it, I'm fully aware, is a bit of a nightmare sometimes.
Yeah.
And like you said, sometimes it just doesn't translate.
Yeah,
so you need to do it all over again. So when you decided to come here for school, did you think that, you know what, I'm going to make Tucson my home? Or did you just, it just kind of panned out that way?
Nope, not at all. I thought I was going to like move out of here to like LA or something, or San Diego, or like a bigger city.
Yeah.
But I ended up just staying here because I guess I feel comfortable here.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It might not be like a huge city, but the cool thing about Tucson is that you have a little bit of everything. If you're like in the art scene, there's places for that.
Okay.
If you're like in the, I'm a nature person and I like hiking, there's lots of trails that you can explore.
Right.
If you're a foodie, you can find really cool places where you can eat from like many different kinds of food because here there's a whole foodie scene. Like many different like carretas or like little restaurants, local businesses that do great food.
Yeah. We've been walking around and the amount of different restaurants and pubs and bars, amazing.
Yeah.
And same with cool little shops.
Yeah.
Like everything seems like it's got this cool vintage but like new age type of vibe going on. It's a scene. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of local artists. And because of that, like you can find a lot of stuff that is like made by people.
Right.
Which is great because that's what you want. You want to support small businesses. You want to support local things.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as far as supporting, so we need to support this show. So we're going to throw it to an ad for one quick second. Enjoy.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. All right. You've lived here for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Myself and Tanner were walking around checking out the place. What should we go check out?
I don't know. It depends. Like, are you looking for, like, food? Are you looking for, like, a hiking spot?
Listen, you tell me. I'm up for anything.
So I think what you should definitely check out here, I don't know. Have you ever been to Mexico? Are you familiar with, like, Mexican food?
I'm so glad you're asking this question. Okay, I have been to Mexico before.
Yeah.
But like, I've never actually tried authentic Mexican food. So on this trip, I know. Not even in Mexico, because I was there. Long story short, I was there for my stag. I was in Cancun, Mexico. It was all about partying and just living that life. I was young.
Not even mariscos.
What?
Mariscos?
No.
Seafood?
No. So on this trip, it is my goal to try real, authentic Mexican food. So please tell me where should I go
for real,
authentic Mexican food.
So there's a lot of different places.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. And the thing is with Tucson is that it's the place that is going to be the most authentic that it's not in Mexico, like on this side.
Okay.
Like that's the food scene that is going to resemble mostly like what you would see like in Nogales, Mexico,
right,
or in Hermosillo, Mexico.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's almost identical.
Right.
So that's great. Like that way you don't have to go all the way to Mexico have that experience. You can you can do it here.
So what's the restaurant?
So what I like personally, I like street food.
Street food?
A lot. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I am a pescatarian.
I don't know what that means.
It's basically a vegetarian that eats seafood.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm into mariscos a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this carreta called Bajamar, Mariscos Bajamar.
Okay.
They have a location in central Tucson, and they also have a location in south Tucson.
Okay.
The south Tucson location is the original one.
Okay.
And then the other one, they just open it like...
That's right. Is that close to where we are right now?
No.
Either one?
So the central one might be closer. It could be like about, I don't know, like 5 minutes from here probably.
That's super
driving.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's super good.
Okay.
I would say that's the closest you're going to get to authentic seafood from Mexico.
And what's the dish I should eat while I'm down there? I'm going to go, so I'm asking.
Depends. Do you like raw seafood?
I like anything. That's the one thing. Like, here's the thing. When I go to restaurants, I don't order my own food.
Yeah.
I tell the waitress, listen, I don't have any, I'll eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allergic to anything. I'll try anything.
Yeah.
And so I have the waiter or the waitress order my food for me. So like, I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
So what's the dish?
Have you ever had raw shrimp?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So they have something called aguachile,
okay,
which is raw shrimp, but it's prepared with like soy sauce, chili, lemon, and it's just like raw shrimp.
Okay.
Dip like in that sauce.
Okay.
Simmer in that.
Okay.
And it's raw.
Okay.
But it's super good.
Okay.
I don't know how do you handle spicy food?
I like spicy food.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So that's one. Another one that you definitely have to try, yeah, obviously, it's like a staple.
Okay.
The tacos de pescado and tacos de camarón, okay, which is like fried fish in a taco, fried shrimp in a taco.
Okay.
They're really, really good.
Okay. Well, when we're done filming, you're going to write this down for me.
Oh, I have way more. Depends on what you like. There's everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, the shows are kind of short, so congratulations, you're finished. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Wait, a shout-out to what?
Anything you want.
Like?
It could be anything. We've had cars, we've had parents, we've had kids, we've had
Okay, shout-out to my boyfriend who probably doesn't even know that I'm doing this right now.
There
hey.
You go.
Hi. Yeah. I'm in a podcast.
There you go. That's awesome. Love it. Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah.
Do appreciate it because I know you weren't expecting it. So
yeah.
Thanks for being so brave.
Sure.
Awesome.
No problem.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to all our sponsors. We appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?